Blackstone Audio presents Knowledge and Power, The Information Theory of Capitalism and How It Is Revolutionizing Our World by George Gilder. This book is read by David Cochran Heath. For David Rockefeller, Ph.D. in Economics, Hayek 2T, who taught me the limits of knowledge and power and the valor of virtue. Part 1. The Theory. Chapter 1. The Need for a New Economics. Most human beings understand that their economic life is full of surprises. We cannot predict the value of our homes or prices on the stock market from day to day. We cannot anticipate illness or automobile accidents, the behavior of our children or the incomes of our parents. We cannot know the weather beyond a week or so. We cannot predict what course of college study will yield the best lifetime earnings or career. We are constantly startled by the news. We are almost entirely incapable of predicting the future. Yet economics purports to be strangely exempt from this fact of life. From Adam Smith's day to our own, the chief concern of the discipline has been to render economic events unsurprising. Given a supply X of corn and a demand Y, the price will be Z. Change X or Y and hold all else equal, and the price will instead be a predictable Z. The discernment of orderly rules governing the apparent chaos of life was a remarkable achievement and continues to amaze. Economists such as Stephen Levitt of Freakonomics fame and Gary Becker of the University of Chicago became media stars for their uncanny ability to unveil what we should have known. Closer investigation, however, reveals that even these ingenious analysts are gifted chiefly with 20/20 hindsight. They prosper more by explaining to us what has happened than by anticipating the future with prescient investments. The passion for finding the system in experience, replacing surprise with order, is a persistent part of human nature. In the late 18th century, when Smith wrote The Wealth of Nations, the passion for order found its fulfillment in the most astonishing intellectual achievement of the 17th century, the invention of the calculus. Powered by the calculus, the new physics of Isaac Newton and his followers wrought mathematical order from what was previously a muddle of alchemy and astronomy, projection and prayer. The new physics depicted a universe governed by tersely stated rules that could yield exquisitely accurate predictions. Science came to mean the elimination of surprise. It outlawed miracles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?